Okay, speaking to Kenda Dyker about the Motocross donations and also his deal for next year with KTM. Ken, I mean, you must have a good feeling about the donations, but also a little bit of disappointment that you've just missed out.
Yeah, I from myself, I had a good feeling because, like, I didn't expect my last moto to be that good because, like, we had no time in between and I still was, like, not really 100% fit from being sick, like, 3-4 weeks, and still now I'm coughing still, so, yeah, it was really a good weekend for me, yeah.
Did you, were you surprised how much better the GP guys were than the AMA guys? Because obviously, you know, we knew that you guys would be having a big advantage in Lommel because you've all ridden there so often. But did it surprise you that, for instance, Dungey was pretty average?
No. I think from him, like, he's really riding good in America. That was only the first time I saw him ride, really. So yeah, I didn't really expect anything, I think he did good. Only they crashed a lot. So that doesn't help in the sand because you can lose much time if you crash in normal.
Do you feel as though the GP guys get enough respect from the American media? Because it always, my feeling is always that as far as they're concerned, the Americans are better, and that's it. And then we often, you know, our guys can often race with them. Do you feel as though we get enough respect from the American media?
Maybe not so much like we do for them, but you still have to consider because America is almost as big as complete Europe. So if we have three of the guys from Europe against America will be also like really tough for them, and I think still now we're like all small countries, and still we have like loads of good guys that can compete against them.
The Americans were very complimentary of the GP guys in the press conference. You know, they were clearly very, very disappointed, but really they were pretty polite and generous to you guys. Were you pretty happy with what they talked about?
Yeah, really, like they respect us and they knew maybe before how it was gonna be, and maybe they expected a little bit more, but it didn't came out. So like the respect is from all of us guys to them also, because at the end we're all racing for one thing, and I think that's why they talked about it, and I was really surprised that they did it.
I mean, Jeffrey Herling's in sand. You're a really good sand rider. Antonio's a really good sand rider. You know, we've got a lot of good sand riders in Europe. Jeffrey, do you think Jeffrey Herlings is the best sand rider we've ever seen?
Yeah, I think like for this time, definitely. But like before, I don't know. I think Stefan could ride in the sand also really hard, and if he really had to train on it and be faster, he would have. Like in his days, he didn't need to be faster than the other guys, so I think he always kept something back. But I think Jeffrey is just now training so hard and doing it like maybe every day, so that's what he's different in.
Your race with you had a couple of good races with Barcia. Can you just explain, was that clean racing? Was it pretty, because he is a bit of a wild guy, but he seemed to be pretty okay. How was that?
Yeah, it was really okay. It wasn't really anything wrong with it. Just that one time that we came together, I didn't know he was there, and he probably went in too fast, so it couldn't brake anymore because of the braking bump. So we hit each other, but before that we like always side with side and going into corners and everything, and I didn't go into him and he didn't go into me. So yeah, I think it's just racing. I like it more that it's more aggressive and that it's more spectacular for the people.
What about your new deal with KTM? I mean, you must be pretty happy to be in that team, because that's really, with all respect to the other teams, KTM's obviously the team to be in. You've seemed to have turned your career around. I remember speaking to you last year where you said you really have to make something of your career because time's running out. How much different are you? Are you working any differently? Are you doing anything differently? Or is it just mentally you're stronger?
I think not doing any differently, just doing my training on the bike changed a lot. And also like knowing that the bike is never going to fall out on me, or that it's strong enough to compete with top guys. That's the main difference. And then, yeah, mentally you get stronger from that.
Do you have any racing coming up in the next few months, or you take it easy? What's the plan until the season starts?
Yeah, I just did those Western Beach race, and this weekend like a little race, and yeah, I need to do Lotte Cap from KTM, and I like to do it as well. And also, Dunkirk has a 2.5-hour race, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be competing there, because I have in Milan the show. So, yeah, I just want to keep on riding, and I also keep on training, because like, if I stop training, like one day, like, tomorrow I have to leave to Italy to go testing, and every time you stop training, you're not going to be able to feel the bike like you used to on race speed. So that's why I keep just going on and make myself stronger.
Our last question, the season starts very early next year. I mean, obviously you'll have the pre-season races. You wouldn't have any idea, I guess, well, how you're going to prepare for the early season, are you? Do you?
Yeah, the plan from now is this week testing, and then in December probably go with Stefan 1 week enduro riding, then 2 weeks in with Tony and all the guys in Italy. And then after, I think it's just like Mantova, I think it's going to be short, because they did it every year. And then I need to do the Italian Championship, and then all what's in between I like to do it, because like, yeah, it's better to race than to practice on your own.
Yep. Okay, Ken, thanks very much.